just a few explanations to some of the minhagim that we have regarding Sefer Torah. Again, these are not halakhot, but these are more of interpretations, why we do certain things. For example, the custom that we have when we go up to the Torah, we preface it with the words Hashem Irmachem, and then the Kaal answers Yibarechecha Hashem. Why do we do that? This is not brought down in any of the Rishonim, nor is it brought down in any of the early Sidurim that we bring our customs from. The custom originated in the times of Boaz and Ruth, that Boaz, when he came to the field, he greets them by saying Hashem Irmachem, God should be with you, and they answer back Yibarechecha Hashem, that God should bless you. The Arabs, for example, have this custom till today. When the Arabs walk down the street, they see somebody, they say, Allah ma'ak, means God should be with you. And they answer back, Tubrak Allah, that God should bless you back. But why do we do that before we go up to the Sefer Torah? So, some of the books of Minhagim bring down, because it says, Torah, the acceptance of Torah weakens a person. So therefore, the person that's going up to the Sefer Torah needs a beracha, needs strength. So therefore, how does he do it? He says to the Kaal, Hashem Imachem. So they tell him back, Yibarechecha Hashem, God bless you. Because now you're going to get involved in the study of Torah, you're going to need extra strength. That's one of the reasons that might be. Another reason might be that when we received the Torah, we were like converts. We needed to go through the different processes of Brit Milah, etc., Tevilah, to become Jewish. And that pasuk was written in Megillat Rut, which talks about the conversion of our acceptance of the Torah. So there might be a connection between the conversion of Rut and our acceptance of Torah. We have another custom that we preface Barichu with the word Rabbanan. Barichu et Hashem Mevorach. What is this word Rabbanan? Rabbis. The explanation is, when a person goes up to the Sefer Torah, he might not be the most worthy man to go up to the Sefer Torah. And there's rabbis in the Kahal, there's wiser people, and usually the coveted aliyot are given to those people. But we share the aliyot in our communities, and we give it everybody a chance. So out of respect, the person going up to the Torah prefaces Barichu and says Rabbanan, meaning with permission of the rabbis, with permission of the greater people. It's a sign of humility that you're not just going up there to grab a beracha. You're showing that you know you're not the most worthy man to go up, so you say the banan as if you're asking them for permission. I saw another interesting minhag. When we go up to the Sefer Torah, we use Shem Yudke Vavke, Barichu et Hashem Mevorach, as opposed to Birkat HaMazon, when we make Zimun, we say Mevarech Elokeinu She'akalnu Mishelo. So why by Sefer Torah use the name Yudke Vavke, Barichu et Hashem Mevorach, and in Birkat HaMazon Mevarech Elokeinu, use Elokim? So I saw one explanation. Again, these are reasons for the minhag. When you make Birkat HaMazon, especially with three or more people, you're supposed to use a kos. You're supposed to use a cup of wine. Kos numerically equals 86. And that's the same numerical value as Elohim, is also 86. So therefore, they use the name Elohim to meramez on the kos. In Birkat HaTorah, the rabbis tell us we receive the Torah in which generation from the creation of Adam Rishon? The 26th generation. From Adam to Noah was 10. From Noah to Abraham was another 10. From Abraham to Moshe was 6. So since we received the Torah in the 26th generation, so we say Barichu et Hashem Yudke Vavke, we use that name to meramez the 26th generation. There's another interesting tidbit, that if you count the words to the berachot of the Torah, before we go up to the Torah, we say Asher Bacharavanu Mikol Ha'amim. When we come down from the Torah, we say Asher Natananu. If you count the words in totality, those both berachot come out to 40, which symbolize the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah. Last but not least, if you make a calculation, out of the year, there are 248 days of the year that we read Sefer Torah, which is keneged the 248 positive commandments. But I want to point out today the fairness that the Hachamim had. Make a calculation, in the course of 1 week of reading Sefer Torah on Shabbat, Shabbat afternoon, Mondays and Thursdays, there will be an equal proportion of Kohanim and Leviim sent up to Yisraelim. Again, Kohanim and Leviim to Yisraelim. Let's make a calculation. On Shabbat morning, we send up Kohen and Levi. So that's two. Two to their side. And then you have five Yisraelim you could send up. Because on Shabbat you have seven Olim. So therefore it's five Yisraelim so far against two Kohanim and Leviim. In Mincha, we send up another two Kohanim and Leviim. Kohen and Levi. So they have another two on their side. So that takes them to four. And we get one Yisrael. So that takes us to six. And then we have Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday, you got two Kohanim and Leviim. Two Kohanim and Leviim. So that's four to their side. So they end up at eight. And we get two more Yisraelim. So therefore it's eight and eight. So therefore the calculation and the fairness, the Hakamim made it. So the Kohanim and Leviim and Yisraelim don't fight. And everybody will end up with the same man. Again, these are more minhagim than halakot. In our venue over here, we're trying to not only explain the law, but we try to explain also why we're doing certain things in order to impress upon the people not to belittle these things. All these little tidbits that we're doing in the tefillah, they're not just done haphazardly. There's a logic behind it, there's a reason behind it. We only offer today a few of the reasons. Of course, there are many reasons why these minhagim evolved.